Now, Sleen Nua, our weekly slot and our career slot, and we are joined this afternoon by Sabrina Trench. Sabrina, very good evening to you. You're welcome to the show.
Great. Hi, how are you?
I'm not so bad at all. I think we missed our slot yesterday. I must apologise to listeners that we've been looking forward to that. But we've got it on today, and I would take full responsibility for that, Sabrina.
Not to worry.
Now, we do have a question for you, and to help somebody with their upcoming interview. I have an interview coming up next week, and would you have any tips you could give us, Sabrina, for that one?
Okay, well, yes. Okay, so if it's a week ahead, there's definitely some things you can do. One of the things, I suppose, that's a pretty basic one, but an obvious one, and it can help with nerves, is to be absolutely clear and prepare about where the interview is taking place. You know, so know how you're going to get there. Do you need to get a bus from a train station or a taxi? Or if you're driving, can you find parking and have your change ready in the car for all that kind of stuff? Because the last thing you want when you get to the interview is, you know, to have that little bit of stress about those things that if you thought about them in advance could be removed, you know, especially if you took a wrong town, a turn in a town that you don't know or whatever it is. Because, you know, you'll be, you know, good stress or good nerves ahead of the interview, but obviously you want to manage that. The other thing as well is a week ahead in advance, you've got time to prepare and to review not only your CV and your application maybe and the job spec, but also definitely have a look at the company or the potential employer so that you have some information about them that you can bring into the interview, you know, showing them that you know what they're looking for, but also you know what kind of a business that they're operating in and maybe a sector. And I mean, a little bit of Googling will soon find some information for you. There might have been an article written about them in the local paper, or maybe even a profile of the boss or something in maybe a business paper or something like that. And while it wouldn't be necessary to read a whole lot of it, it's nice if you can imagine if you were in that interview and somebody went, oh yeah, and I was really interested in, you know, Michael saying in the paper that, you know, you're going to planning growth for the next 3 years or something. You know, it will be quite impressive in the interview itself.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, and then the other thing as well is when you're looking at your preparation, it's about getting your stories. I mean, there's an acronym STAR, so it's breaking your stories down into the situation that was facing you, the task that was in front of you as well, the action that you took. That's really important. So it's being clear in an interview process about what you did, the actions that you took, because, you know, even if you did it as part of a team, you know, the interview panel aren't interviewing the team, they're interviewing you. So that's really important that you get that across. And then the result or the outcome. So have a few stories, maybe one for teamwork, one for communication, one for maybe where you faced a difficult situation in the workplace and how you dealt with it. Because otherwise, without those stories or those stars, you really are talking in a vacuum. You know, if you can sit there and you can imagine, oh, I'm very good at teamwork.
And then you can't tell a story.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what do we do with that now? You know, it's, you know, we'll prove it, because nothing proves like proof. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely. I suppose, and I just want, as I have you on, you know, and yes. I see it with my own kids and that, and they're doing the interviews and that, and they get extremely nervous coming up to them, you know, and that, very nervous indeed. Nerves are probably a good thing, you know, I always go.
Nerves are definitely a good thing. They're comfortable. You know, I would worry about somebody being too complacent going in, because I would feel that that would communicate just as quickly as a nervous candidate, to be honest with you. And nerves generally kind of, you know, the people on the other side of the table, the first thing they want to do is put you at ease. But good preparation dissolves nerves. And that is, you know, that's just mantra that you should have. So am I clear about the job spec and the job specification? And you literally study it. You know, it's a job to get a job. So you sit down and you look at that. Then you say, well, what have I done in my CV? And where do the two match? You're looking at the company, and you're also, as I say, preparing those stars so that you maybe have identified a few words in the specification where they say, you know, good with meeting customers is essential or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, then there's something that you would definitely have to bring in an example about where you maybe handled a difficult customer situation well. But that really does help that level of preparation. And as I say, the last thing then you want to do is arrive at an interview and you maybe you're short for time. I'd much prefer if you had low, you know, if you were half an hour early, just sit in the car or, you know, sit in the coffee shop near the place and then go over sort of 5 minutes ahead of time, so that obviously you can be too early, but you can be, you know, once you're comfortable, you know, being in a place quite close and everything, you know, you'll be fine. But you, that sometimes adds unnecessarily to a nervous situation. But again, maybe you might know somebody who's working in the organisation as well that you could have a chat with. And that, I think, all of those steps, all of that preparation will help to dissolve nerves. But some are definitely good. Definitely.
Some great advice there. Look, good to talk to you anyway. So that's Sabrina Trench from Slea Nua Careers, and some good advice. We'll be back next week with more advice right here on The Grapevine. Sabrina, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks a lot. Bye now.